As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yes, indeed, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, July the 16th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've always got good news, hard facts, and oft-times workable solutions for you today, but we're going to be joined once again with our very special guest, Vicki Davis, and you're not going to want to miss a moment of today's two-hour broadcast. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. And interactive talk radio is the name of the game. And if you'd like to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the program for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. As I fire up my chainsaw-like tongue, you may call 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. And your calls are welcome. For those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. And a big shout out to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Precious metals today pause in response to Goldman Sachs earnings reports and weaker U.S. dollars. That is going to be part of the driving factor behind this morning's market report. Of course, our returning guest, Vicki Davis. We're going to talk about the Council on Foreign Relations, the global governance planners, as the war in the context of everything else continues. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into those market reports quickly. For Thursday, July the 16th, 2009, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m., 1 hour ago, Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading off 80 cents at $938.70 an ounce. Silver was off 4 pennies, trading at $13.21. Platinum was up $8 at $1,165 a troy ounce. Palladium was up $1 at $246. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far on this morning's trading, 933.90 for a low, 941 even for a high, $7 spread, $6 spread, just about $6 and a dime. So far, on the morning trading, very tight range. At 938.70, we're looking at $20.90 loss year to year, 1 year ago. So it's a decline, if you will, of 2.18% of your investment in gold, if you had placed that exactly 1 year ago today. The London Gold Fix, $935.25. We can see that it's trading just above that right now. In the equities, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday, 256.72 points. Quite the rally going on over there. Closed out at 8,616. The NASDAQ was up 63.17, trading at 1863. The Standard & Poor's 500 closed up $26.84 to 933. So we see a big rally there in the stocks. The crude oil off again today. Whatever happened to these guys? We're talking about $90 oil by the end of the summer. I don't know. It's off 81 cents again, down trading now at $60.73 for a barrel of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index off 23 basis points, trading at 79.23. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Stay with us, and we'll continue today's broadcast right back.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
In this two-disc DVD, Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War, Freeman takes you on a roller coaster ride of ancient technology and conspiracy, outlining the Obama administration's movement towards a military space program. Freeman will challenge your very sight as he postulates the theory that our first family may be clones of ancient pharaohs. Explore revelations of Lucifer, occult rituals hidden as political speech, and the acceleration of the weaponization of space for the coming world war. Who is this man we call the president? Will he cause a constitutional crisis? What's hidden within his name and his statements? Is Obama the Antichrist predicted by Nostradamus? Or are things much stranger than they appear? Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War. This video will leave you staggered as to how all these possibilities could come true in one moment of time. Be ahead of the curve. Freeman makes projections that could alter the course of history. Get Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War now at FreemanTV.com. That's FreemanTV.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, July the 16th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And again, my name is William Roberts. I'm joined again today by Vicki Davis. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we've kind of got a standing date. Hope you're enjoying our visits. You're not going to want to miss a moment of today's broadcast. We're going to go deep into the international institutions and global governance program of the world order in the 21st century, a new initiative of the Council on Foreign Relations. This was published back in May the 1st of 2008. But before we go there, let's go here and finish up the market reports for Thursday, July the 16th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold down 80 cents at $938.70, silver off 4 cents, trading at 1321. In the foreign exchange rates, as a reflection of the declining U.S. dollar index, now standing at 79.23, losing 23 basis points overnight. The Canadian dollar is running 90 cents, and that's up a little bit there. But the Mexican peso stands at 7 cents, the euro $1.41. The British pound, these are all pretty strong. The euro went up to 20 basis points. The British pound is up 6 basis points, trading at $1.65. And the Swiss franc is up 16 points at 93 cents. In the bond market, the 2-year bond is standing at 0.96%. The 10-year bond running is at 3.36. The 30-year bond is standing at 4.45, so if you're interested in the bonds, the interest rates are all stacking up nicely there. The mortgage markets in the 15-year mortgages, this is your home mortgages, whether you're buying duplexes, fourplexes, apartment buildings, or otherwise, you're looking at a 4.92% interest rate on your base interest rate. Of course, you'll have points added on your 15-year mortgages. That's down from 5.10 a month prior. 30-year mortgages, you're looking at 5.41, down from 5.58 last month. So there's your market report for today. It's all a bunch of funny money. It's all a manipulated crap game. And if you like playing roulette with money, that's a good place to go and lose a lot of it. Nevertheless, let's go back again. And before we do, let's bring up Vicki Davis. Good morning, Vicki. Thanks for coming back on with us.
Good morning, Will. I'm really looking forward to this morning because this document, this Council on Foreign Relations document, it leaves no doubt as to the direction of the world whatsoever.
Well, it certainly doesn't. And, you know, we look at things, you know, Vicki, every day, and I so value the input to my in-basket in my email box with this, some of the stuff that you've sent. You send this fantastic PDF file here. This is off your website, www.channelingreality.com, folks. If you haven't visited her website yet, Vicki Davis's website, you might want to do that. Log on and bookmark that. She's going to be a returning guest here on Tuesdays and Thursdays, hopefully for some time. And so you can take advantage of her research. And if you have questions for Vicki, she's right here Tuesdays and Thursdays. You can call in and ask her questions and so on. And if you want to share information with us, of course, you can always get in touch with her or myself. But right now my website is down for rebuilding. And you can reach me at bvlhost@centurytel.net. If you have any news, ideas for guests or show topics, feel free to just shoot me an email at BVL, like Become Vocal Local, bvlhost@centurytel.net, 1L in that CenturyTel. Now, let's go into this article just a little bit. This is pretty interesting. It's just, again, the title of it, Council on Foreign Relations. Of course, they give the address, but it's the International Institutions on and Global Governance Program, the World Order, if that isn't just in your face, the World Order in the 21st Century, a new initiative of the Council on Foreign Relations, a new initiative here. Key phrases, May the 1st, 2008, a little over a year ago. This is what they wrote. This is the opening paragraph, rather revealing. The Council on Foreign Relations, or the CFR, has launched a comprehensive 5-year program. You hear all those 5-year plans right out of the Soviet Union, know where they come from. A 5-year program, don't you like it? Makes me want to lose my 2-egg scrambled hash browns and whole wheat toast before I've digested them, on international institutions and global governments. A 5-year program on international institutions and global governance. And you'll notice if you look from the date to the 5-year program, this embraces or this covers all of Barry the Usurper's first term in office. If I hope that it'll be his only term in office, but nevertheless, this 5-year program running from May the 1st of 2008 will run all the way through May the 1st of the last year of his first term. The purpose of this cross-cutting initiative is to explore the institutional requirements for world order in the 21st century. And these guys take audacity pills every morning, I can tell that. The undertaking recognizes that the architecture, let's go back and invoke the great architect here, the architecture of global governance, we talked about that here, it's different than government, it's governance, largely reflecting the world as it existed in 1945. Where's this world of 1945 yesterday? Vicki, when I was visiting with our guest, Angela Basham, we're talking about this idea of this 1945 from the constitutions all across the United States were rewritten then. Many new constitutional conventions were held. But this is the new world of 1945, of course, but now we're invoking the United Nations. Largely reflecting the world as it existed in 1945, the creation year for the United Nations, has not kept pace with the fundamental changes in the international system. Of course, whenever you see international, folks, just put two L's and an E on the end of that, and you're talking socialism straight up, including but not limited to globalization. existing multilateral arrangements thus provide an inadequate foundation for addressing today's most pressing threats and opportunities and for advancing U.S. national, there's a little bit of nationalism for you, go ahead and put your jack boots on, polish them up nice and bright, and broader global interests. Well, let's get Joseph Stalin in here too. The program seeks to identify critical weaknesses in current frameworks, key phrase there, frameworks, for multilateral cooperation, propose specific reforms tailored to new global circumstances, and promote constructive U.S. leadership in building the capacity building right out of Agenda 21. Actually, it really runs the other way. It's like the dog wagging the tail there. But building the capacities of existing organizations and in sponsoring new, more effective regional and global institutions and partnerships. And this program is made possible by a generous grant from the Robina Foundation. So it's always grants in aid, Vicki. It's all these new programs, institutions, and partnerships. What do you make of this stuff?
Well, it's the importance of this document, really, or this and their website, they do have a website, is that they're coming out of the closet, you know, with the global governance. And several years ago, you know, when we first were discovering the existence of the North American Union, there were lots of denials. And one of the CFR members, Robert Pastor, had written a report called Building a North American Community.
And hold it right there. We'll pick up Robert Pastor on the other side, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us. 3 minute break.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politics, politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now, as we were going into the break, Vicki, you just started into a discussion of Robert Pastor and the idea of building a North American community, all of these various and sundry things that come out of the think tanks and the programs and the roundtables of the Council on Foreign Relations. Let's pick it up right there.
Okay. Yeah, the report was an important report because it was like a first admission that something was going on between the countries of Canada and the United States and Mexico, but they denied that it had any more significance than just the warm and fuzzy, let's all be friends. You know, let's get a little closer, a little more cooperative and just be friends. So this report that, and their new initiative, their five-year program, with the even called Global Governance Program, this is huge as far as I'm concerned, because it means that it's an admission of what they are doing in terms of global governance and their part in it and how they intend to facilitate the process, as absurd as it all is.
Well, the key phrase in all of that is the facilitation. They are the brain, if you will, behind the process. They write this stuff up, they think tank it out, and they propose it and take it out to the global system for public buy-in and public consumption. And just continuing from this article that you sent me here, the program, and this is this five-year program made possible by a generous grant from the Robina Foundation. Always, folks, go back and revisit Renee Wurmser's book, The Foundations, Their Power and Their Influence. Understand that these guys are getting their monetary contributions, if you will, from those that stand to gain the most. But anyway, the program draws on the resources of CFR's David Rockefeller Studies program. So one program draws on the resources of another program to assess, and we talked about assessing property and assessing things yesterday, to assess existing regional and global governance mechanisms and offer concrete recommendations for U.S. policymakers on specific reforms needed to improve their performance, who's running this country, both to advance U.S. national interests and to ensure the provision of critical global public goods, the greatest good of the greatest number. The program will take an issue area approach, focusing on arrangements governing state conduct and international cooperation, meeting four broad sets of challenges. So here's the four major bullet points: countering transnational threats, including terrorism, proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, and infectious disease. You just watch how all of these things work together, folks. Two, protecting the environment and promoting energy security. Sound familiar? The Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, H.R. 2454. Three, managing the global economy. Haven't you heard on the news that we report every day about the other BRIC countries? You're going to find more of that in this article. These BRIC countries calling for a new place at the table for managing the global economy. And four, preventing and responding to violent conflict. In each of these spheres, the program will consider whether the most promising framework for governance is a formal organization with universal membership, e.g. the United Nations, a regional or sub-regional organization, and we've been talking about regionalism and the importance of understanding what that is, a narrower informal coalition of like-minded countries, or some combination of all three. Building on these issue area investigations, the program will also consider the potential to adapt major bedrock institutions, e.g. the United Nations, the G8, NATO, and the International Monetary Fund, to meet today's challenges, as well as the feasibility of creating new frameworks. It'll also address the participation of non-state actors, and so now we've invoked even the public-private partnership. Oh, boy, this thing just gets worse, Vicki. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. And we can sum it up by saying this has been really the plan to create a global government since 1945. And the means that they've done this through has been institutions and with private grants, basically cannibalizing existing governments, and so now they've reached the point where they are on the brink of success at destroying the entire world, you know, and so then they have to decide now, you know, as the problems are created by the lack of government and the lack of leadership, you know, who's going to be solving the problem? Is it going to be an institution? Is it going to be a foundation? Is it going to be a regional organization? Is it going to be a non-state actor, which would be somebody like Bill Gates, George Soros, Warren Buffett? So basically, we're entering a true stage of chaos.
Well, that's exactly right. And if we can go back and visit in our minds with Peter Drucker, in his book, The Concept of Corporation, one of the things that I got from that book and took away from it was this idea that so much of what we see around us begins with an instrument, let's say a hammer, for instance. But you raise the instrument up to the level of an institution, and once it becomes an institution, the Brotherhood of Hammers, for instance, then it begins to go into this automatic system or series or sequence of decay, where an idea transitions into an instrument, the instrument transitions into an institution, but once it goes into this period of institutionism, then the institution begins to fail. And so we can see that we created governments or instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's the creation from a need to an instrument, the document. And then the document is taken over and built into an institution called the federal government. And then the federal government automatically starts to go into this process of decay, and all across the whole world, even the United Nations has gone this way. It always works this way, according to Drucker. And so now they're collapsing, they're decaying, falling apart. And so out of this, out of the ashes of the phoenix, must rise something new. And so here they are, talking about this new process, but it won't be the kind of government that people think of all around the world. We've got people championing anarchy and anarchism and things like that again. Well, yeah, you have to be careful. Choices do have consequences, and we speak things into existence. They do come in, but this is problem, reaction, solution, the Hegelian dialectic, thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. The synthesis is to get everyone so disgusted with government that they're willing and crying out for a change, and the change, as we can see from this document, has already been prepared.
Yeah, I was listening to a true libertarian speak yesterday, and he was saying that government is our biggest problem, and I was thinking to myself, yeah, government is our biggest problem because we have a government. If we didn't have a government, our biggest problem would be to create one. You know,
yeah,
because
you know,
if you don't have a government, then what do you have? You have warlords.
Well, it's such a flaccid argument to me, and I've heard of a variety of them over the last couple of years, but it's so weak. If you start with the natural law, if you will, and think of a man, and he joins himself under the woman, well, even the man, just without any joining whatsoever, just the man. When I get up in the morning, I live by myself. When I get up in the morning, I have these little systems. I didn't get up in the morning just because I woke up in the morning. I have an alarm clock, so my plan ran from last night. My self-government runs constantly all day long. There are things that I've tried in my life that worked and things that tried in my life that failed, and I've developed a system of self-governance, if you will, that has, you know, carried me along this long, almost, you know, 60 years. And so we think we can do without government until we stop to think about it. And once we do, then we realize how important it is. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
We're going into the oppression today. We've taken our promise before. We can do it again.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again our call-in numbers, folks. If you'd like to join in to the conversation today, it's 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. As we're going into the break, I was just trying to lay out a very, very, very thumbnail sketch of the natural law and where government comes from and how long it's been with us and how long it will be with us. It will be with us forever as long as man exists. Basically, because we're self-governing, as Aristotle said, man's a political animal. He self-governs, he self-regulates. We can find samples of that all throughout creation, the way that lions come together in a pride and so on and so forth, the ants, the bees, the rest of it. But, I've read Fountainhead, Vicki. I read Atlas Shrugged. I understand objectivism, but I've also read Hobbes, Leviathan, who is a very strong Tory, by the way. And I understand his idea there about all men at war against all men. And in the absence of some other kind of a system, basically, my rights end where the rights of another man begins, but when that man doesn't recognize or respect my rights, then now I'm down at war with my neighbor. It, to me, I would rather live without having to carry a shotgun with me when I go to the grocery.
Yeah, and that's the fallacy of people thinking that, you know, you can live without any kind of government. I mean, that requires that everybody be civilized, and which means civil. And
you got it. I mean, there we've just invoked the Roman law and the jurisprudence.
And the problem is that the fact is that there's a whole lot of people, significant number of people that are not. And so the idea of and the idea that everybody can be a John Wayne, you know, and you just go through life and, you know, as a gunslinger, taking out the bad guys. I mean,
that's right, Bill.
You know, those people watch too many Westerns in the 50s, I think.
Well, that's right. You know, we don't need to live in a Wyatt Earp wild, wild west land. It served its purpose, but out of the wild, wild west land, then came a fellow, his name was Henry M. Robert, and he came up with a very interesting and unique book. It's called Robert's Rules of Order, and when people started to realize that they could use this system out in the wild, wild west to have deliberative assemblies and they could leave their guns and rifles hooked up to their horses out front, then things started to get a little bit more civil, if you will, around America. But nevertheless, let's go back into this this CFR document. I don't want to get too far away with it, but if we can understand that the people who are doing this thinking and doing this writing have the means, the wherewithal to travel all around the world, they're involved with banking, they're involved with business at every single level, they're involved with governments, they create governments, they bring them up, they put them up, they take them down, etc. Now we're starting to get on to what's happening. I guess we could say, just invoke it, the church of what's happening now. And in this document, there's a lot of stuff that's going on in here, and you've read it and studied it more than I have. I've only read it through twice. Just pick it up and give us some more of your take on this, Vicki.
Well, basically, you know, it reveals that there was a plan by stealth to subvert all of the governments in the world to create a new governing structure at the global level. They've done it through an informal mechanism of regional organizations and foundations, and basically they've lost control of it. You know, because in the world of communications today, people see the system, they understand what the system is, and because it's an informal structure, they can start up an organization just like another group. You know, so the game is no longer limited to, you know, the Rockefeller chain of command of these organizations. Now, granted, they have all the money, most of the money, but it's a playing field that we can play on, because they might have the money, but we have the truth.
And in addition to just having our own knowledge and our own understanding, we do still have, at least for a limited time, the opportunity to utilize the Internet as a means of international communication. As more people around the world log on and get involved in the web, I mean, we have listeners from Australia, we have listeners from England, we've got listeners from Canada, we've got listeners perhaps in Mexico to this network. And so we're out there, we're reaching out, we probably have listeners in China. We have people around the world that are listening and doing this research and following these various links. So it's no longer something that can be kept behind a door in a, you know, the old smoke-filled room with the brandy snifters going. This has now gone viral, this information, and you're right, through the concept of pluralism, there are many, many, many groups that are rising up, competing groups. There's always going to be somebody striving for the brass ring, if you will. There are competing groups that are out there. And then at the same time, we've got this new kind of phenomena that's coming on inside of all of this, this idea of regionalism, which really is older than most of our listeners. But the idea of regionalism, folks, this is the way that you can do end runs around constitutions and borders and customs and tongues and tribes and creeds and religions and all of the rest of this. So regionalism plays a very, very large role in this, and it basically makes obsolete constitutions and charters and treaties and things like that.
Yeah, because basically you have what it turns out to be, the implementation of it, is that you have the wealthy elite buying into government and eventually overtaking government. And the organization that we were talking about the last time I was on, the Pacific Northwest Economic Regional Council, is one of those organizations. It's corporate sponsored, and basically it's the private sector buying government.
Well, as we've seen this revolving door in government, if you will, we just had this great record quarter for Goldman Sachs, or Goldman Sachs, some people call them. Shouldn't be any surprise with all of the money that's been thrown into their butt basket lately, taken out of just basically printed into existence, digital wealth thrown at them. They should have a banner quarter. But this rotating door from, let's say, Monsanto, Kellogg Brown Root, Khaki, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, all of that, there's this revolving door where people are coming into positions of government, Timmy Geithner, little Timmy, Benjamin Bernanke, you know, all of them. They come into government for a period of time. They set aside their corporate interest. They never set aside their corporate interest. They just redefine how they're going to receive their compensation structure. They come into government for a period of time. Then they go back out of government, and they go back in and to these upper echelons of corporate world. But it's all corporate existence, the whole process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And there is in this document a section called Rationale and Context, and where they've listed where we are and what's happening in the world today as a result of their treason.
Well, let's pick up.
I consider it treason.
I do too. Let's pick up right at they've got a series in a box form here, folks. And it starts out, a new world, the point of departure for the program is a recognition that the world of 1945 has evolved. They always have to put in that social Darwinism there, but that the world of 1945, again, the United Nations world, has evolved dramatically, fundamentally, and irrevocably. In other words, we'll never go back to three-cornered hats, you know, and mourner's benches and the 50-caliber rifle. That's the black powder rifle. New rules and institutions of global governance will need to take into account several fundamental changes in world politics. Let's go into their first one, Vicki.
Okay, the first one is a shift in power to the global south. And what the global south is that in 1980, Willy Brandt wrote this report called North-South, a Program for Survival. And basically what it was a way to begin the process of creating larger regional organizations and integrating the South, which is symbolically the poorer countries.
They're the poorer countries financially. We've got about 20 seconds. They're the poorer countries financially, if you will, but they're the richer nations in resources and in manpower, and so, or human resources and natural resources. And so we can understand that this shift in power to the global south, we're going to be looking at the resources of the world in a new way in the new world order. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay right there.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Time and make me straight, you're a damn Hey, folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a Zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
And we have returned once again, and in the 1850s, August Comte came up with his Catechism of the Positive Religion, but he also came up with his Positive Philosophy and his Positive Polity, in which he styled a Republic of the West. And back in the 70s, Paul Butterfield's blues band had an album that was quite a hit for them called East West. But now we're in this post-1945 world, and we can see a shift in power to the global South. Vicki, we interrupted you there with a break. Please pick it up right there.
Okay, well, I'm glad you mentioned positivism, because everything to do on the international level is all cloaked in humanitarianism, but underlying that mask is it's all about money and resources and power. So as long as you understand that about the international system, then you can translate their documents. But what this program was, the North-South program, it was intended to integrate the developing countries, which they symbolically named the South, into the developed countries, which they symbolically named the North. And so the idea was to integrate these regions of North and South to create a bigger area. And only the problem is that what it worked out to be, because corporations behave as they do, they seek the cheapest possible production, is that all of the wealth of our country is shifting to the developing South, and as a result, with the wealth comes the power. So it's kind of like, you know, we've committed national suicide by participating in this plan for international world governance.
And so, in this article here, they talk about a shift in power to the global South as well, and they're looking at shifting toward the developing world, driven by the rise of China, India, and Brazil. Now, of course, anybody that has, you know, two brain cells firing can see that China, neither China nor India are in the global South. They're the global East, beyond any shadow of a doubt. Brazil, obviously, is in South America. So, you know, even this idea of the global South, they have a little bit of obfuscatory linguistics wrapped up in that.
Right, and isn't it interesting that they didn't mention Russia in there? And I think the reason for that is obvious, because the power is shifting to China, India, Brazil, and Russia. And those countries have been collectively dubbed the BRIC. And so they're not even totally honest in this document. The power is shifting to the BRIC countries, which we have spent the last half century allegedly fighting against. These are all the communist countries.
Exactly. If you look at Brazil, you know, with Hugo Chavez and China with the Mao's and India, you have to throw in, you would have to align a superpower from the excuse me, from the Security Council in along with China, India, and Brazil for a leveling purpose. And of course, it would be untoward and out of context to throw in the United States with that. So throwing in Russia just as a natural follow along. But here in 2008, they use Brazil, India, and China. That would be the flick the BIC nations. But they throw in the Russia, and then we get the BRIC countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so what they've done is they shifted the power to the BRIC. And the BRIC is going to beat the heck out of us.
Well, you hit us with a BRIC bat, you know, and that's where we're going. This thing continues. It gets even worse, folks. The rise of transnational threats. While great power war will always be possible in a system of sovereign states, When you have the rise of statism, we understand, as we do in this audience, what the state is all about. States are organized for war. And so great power wars are always possible in a system of sovereign states, but they continue that the principal foreign policy challenges of the 21st century are likely to be transnational threats. That's an interesting use of words. On the one hand, we have the sovereign states, but a transnational, again, is a blurring of boundaries, a blurring of states. What it really does, transnational, doesn't talk about governments. It talks about governance, and it re-invokes that corporate reliance or the stakeholder, the corporation of the stakeholder in this. And then it continues, it says, from terrorism to pandemics to climate change. Well, isn't that everything on the plate?
Well, the reason why there are transnational threats is because they've opened up everybody's borders, you know, in a global system, you know, we're all just, it's all one big global village. And so, but not everybody plays nice. You know, we actually have enemies out there, and the threat that they bring to our country is enormous. But yet, they won't close the doors. And obviously, I mean, it's obvious to anybody with half a brain that this whole international system for global governance has been a mistake. And it's tearing the world apart. We have a greater level of poverty now than there has ever been. We have these threats of transnational threats, and yet they persist. They want to do things to allegedly mitigate these threats, but you really can't because you have no control.
Well, look at where these threats are, how they define them, the transnational threats, these corporate threats, terrorism. Well, everybody knows, you know, the CIA is probably, if not the founder, certainly the backer of this Al-Qaeda, this list, you know. Pandemics, well, where is it coming from? It's coming right out of our laboratories. And climate change, coming right out of the mind of Al Gore and Maurice Strong. So, you know, these transnational threats, these are corporations standing to make a substantial profit from terrorism, the expansion of terrorism, Halliburton, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and all of the rest of them. Pandemics, that's all of the pharma, big pharma, and climate change. That's all of this idea of carbon and carbon credits and that nonsense. And then it continues here in this particular segment and says, such challenges will necessitate new forms of institutionalized cooperation and pose particular challenges to the United States, historically ambivalent towards multilateral institutions. So this is the last statement here. Is the Hegelian dialectic once again that these challenges, again, terrorism created, pandemics created, climate change, hypothetical, These challenges will necessitate new forms of institutionalized cooperation. So we create new institutions. We have an instrument. We create them into new institutions, new cooperation. And when we do that, they will then pose particular challenges to the United States, which has been the goal all along, is to destroy the United States. Got to get rid of those people that believe in freedom, you know. So it's just worse.
Well, and coincidentally, the transnational threats that they're addressing will be addressed by the global systems that they decided on in the 1990s. The global health system, the global emergency management system, and the global system for addressing climate change. Which, you know, I mean, it's so obvious. It's just so unbelievable, you know, that they can present this stuff with a straight face.
Well, they do, unfortunately, because they've got the media in their pocket. The media is, most of it is just, you know, the lapdog here. They're the enabler. They put out the public notice. They spread the propaganda. There's no doubt about any of that. The corporations are all lining up into the, getting their noses into the feed trough. But as we say, we cannot separate corporate life from our government because it's a revolving door system. So the politicians, the politics, multiple ticks, the politicians are advancing the global corporate agenda, the transnational agenda, basically working as, you know, change agents or treasonous infiltrators or usurpers from within, boring quietly from within in this gradualistic Fabian socialist type of a mindset. But, you know, we're caught on every single side. But you're right. This thing is not just transparent. It's absolutely a glass of water that we can see from the outside. This is no longer some kind of a hidden thing. As we continue to unravel and expose all of the parts and pieces, they're going to have greater and greater difficulty in selling this.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, July the 16th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We got disconnected there at the top of the hour, but it couldn't have been a more perfect break. Anyway, we come to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, that powerful, that strong, that intellectually amazing development, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name again is William Roberts, and always we've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. And today we've rejoined again by our special guest, Vicki Davis. And Vicki, as we were going into the top of the hour, we got disconnected in the middle of a sentence. Please pick it back up again.
Okay, yeah. What I was going to say is that all of the things that are happening in our country, the bad things, the loss of property, the things that are unexplainable in any American terms, become understandable when you understand the international agenda and the programs that they have planned, and how this whole international system works. So, and that's something that I don't really understand about these groups that are fighting for private property rights, is that they're not really addressing the international agenda.
Well, you're absolutely right on that. Although there are some, I know Doreen Hans, I've interviewed her before, she's got a fairly good handle on this, but altogether too often in this, again, pluralism, folks, it's something that Harold J. Lasky and others came up with back in the early part of the 20th century. It's a system basically by the development of a plethora of groups and organizations. You can get the groups and the organizations like so many little birdies up on a wire, cheeping and championing, and please notice me, and please recognize me, and please feed me, to the point that it drowns out government. And so people turn to all of these various and sundry panacea groups to solve problems that are coming on us and at us from a global level, and it puts government down in a different kind of a category, almost relegated to the dustbin. And you're right, many of these groups will go out and they'll champion one particular thing or another particular thing. I like to think of it as individual solutions to global problems. Yes, NAIS is a really big problem. Yes, the real ID is a really big problem. Yes, the wide open borders is a really big problem. But they're all interlinked in this interdependent world that the Council on Foreign Relations and the British Roundtable groups and the Council for National Policy, all of these groups have gotten together and they've got this global agenda. They're competing for power at the top. Some want to have a theocracy and some want to just have a straight up communist collective. So, it leaves us, really, our discernment antennas, Vicki, have to be straight up, because otherwise we'll just get wrapped up in all of these various and sundry, I like to call it victimology and symptomology, where we're studying the symptoms all the time and we're wringing our handkerchiefs over the victims and we completely ignore the disease.
Right. Well, right. And that's why I focus on the global computer systems. The computer systems are of our government that are being integrated into the global system, because the whole reason for the Real ID is because they're really creating a global database. They want to have a global database of all people and basically total information awareness on all people. I don't know if you saw that article or not, but India has just agreed to create biometric IDs for their entire population of 1.2 billion people.
Oh, what a surprise.
Yeah, and can you imagine how Bill Gates is, you know, crying in his beard over that, you know? And that's where you see Bill Gates' real involvement in this global system, because they're going to make just a ton of money selling all these systems around the world to create global systems.
Exactly, and with the money comes the power. Folks, we'll pick it up right there on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
this two-disc DVD, Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War, Freeman takes you on a rollercoaster ride of ancient technology and conspiracy, outlining the Obama administration's movement towards a military space program. Freeman will challenge your very sight as he postulates the theory that our first family may be clones of ancient pharaohs. Explore revelations of Lucifer, occult rituals hidden as political speech, and the acceleration of the weaponization of space for the coming world war. Who is this man we call the president? Will he cause a constitutional crisis? What's hidden within his name and his statements? Is Obama the Antichrist predicted by Nostradamus, or are things much stranger than they appear? Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War. This video will leave you staggered as to how all these possibilities could come true in one moment of time. Be ahead of the curve. Freeman makes projections that could alter the course of history. Get Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War now at FreemanTV.com. That's FreemanTV.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, July the 16th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We do come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, and Saint Your Daddy's Talk Radio, folks. We get into the issues here. We've got an article up for discussion. We were talking about it in the first hour. For those of you that are listening on any of our affiliates and we're away at the top of the hour break, I'm visiting again with Vicki Davis. It is Thursday. She'll be back again on Tuesday and Thursday for some time, hopefully. We've got so much information to cover, and we've gone down so many of the same places that I can really benefit from getting back together with Vicki's research, because my information goes down this rabbit hole of philosophy and the history of law and so on and so forth. Much of it is very old, but Vicki's work is a lot more current than me. I have a kind of a cutoff in my research about the 60s just about, but she's done a whole gob and a bunch of work that works out just really good as a follow-on. We're looking at this document that was put out on May the 1st of 2008, International Institutions and Global Governance Program by the Council on Foreign Relations. This is a world order, a new world order in the 21st century, a new initiative of the Council of the Council of Foreign Relations. And in this article, we've been trying to work through this box. There's a series of points, major powerful bullet points. And the next one in the list is this. It says, the specter of weak and failing states. Again, you have to get inside of the mindset of the authors here, the authorship. get inside the mindset of these that are actually those that are writing the programs of action for the 21st century. These are things that they're looking at as they want to transition further and further away from the sovereign nation-state concept to this corporate, this public-private partnership, this blending. It's truly fascistic, or corporatism, as it has been called by Mussolini, but transitioning away from traditional constitutional republican form of government, and there are so many around the world. The Soviet system was set up with a constitution as well, all of that. But what they're trying to do is to transition over to the point where we blend the power of coercion, the power of government, with the wealth of the corporation and come up with this new economic world order. And so here they say in this article, the specter of weak and failing states, a weak and failing state. For the first time in modern history, the main threats to world security, to world security emanate less from states with too much power, of course they've got to throw in Nazi Germany here, than from states with too little power, and they use Afghanistan as an example. So the main threat to world security emanates less from a Nazi Germany or a United States of America wearing the jackboots than from the states with too little, like Afghanistan, who would just as soon we'd go away and leave them alone. The goal of collective security, and of course whenever we see that word security, we know that we're talking about insecurity, but the goal of collective, and aren't they bold, collective security has thus shifted from counterbalancing aggressive powers to assisting fragile and post-conflict countries in achieving effective sovereign statehood, including control over ungoverned spaces. What do you make of that, Vicki?
Well, it just proves the irrationality of these people. Their objective is to break nation states, but they break the sovereignty of nation states and to integrate them into this global governance system. But the biggest threat in the world is these failing states. So what they're saying is, well, you know, we're causing these states to fail. They are the biggest threat. And so what our objective is to help them achieve effective sovereign statehood, especially over the ungoverned spaces. So, I mean, it's a contradiction.
That's irrational. It is irrational. It's psychopathic. Psychopathic lying, basically. As I read through the various and sundry United Nations documents, which I have, and I've got a stack of them, they always talk about that all of the nation states or all of the states have their right to sovereign. They have the right to choose. They have the right to dictate their immigration policies. They have their right to dictate this and dictate that. But truly, they don't. It is whatever they say, just take it to 180 degrees out and you'd be a whole lot closer to truth in these things. But in these assisting fragile and post-conflict countries, who causes the conflict? We cause the conflict. The developed nations cause the conflict. That creates this fragile and post-conflict country. And then in achieving effective sovereign statehood, who's the sovereign? You know, the other night we heard a report that the Queen of England is in control of one-sixth of the Earth's land surface. Who are the sovereigns here? Who's wearing the hats? Who's got the fish hat on their heads? You know, who are the effective sovereigns? Certainly not Togo, not Lesotho,
right.
Not Afghanistan, you know, none of the Stan nations, certainly not them. Who is achieving effective sovereignty here?
Well, it's returning us to a feudalistic world where the property and the control resides with a few people at the top, and everybody else is living according to their benevolence, you know, the benevolence of the elite. And if they don't feel particularly benevolent to you, they'll destroy your country, just like they've done with Afghanistan.
Back into this concept of philosophical radicalism in the writings of Jeremy Bentham and James Mill and John Stuart Mill and the rest of the bunch of Brits there, we can understand just a whole lot more about things when we understand this idea of beneficence, you know, and altruism from August Comte, humanitarianism. But notice in this in closing sentences of this particular bullet point, including control over ungoverned spaces. If there be any place on the planet Earth that is ungoverned, please, someone, send me an email. You can send it to bvlhost@centurytel.net. I would like to know where some of these ungoverned spaces are on the planet Earth. I might very much like to pick up my roots here and transfer them to one of these ungoverned spaces. I don't believe that there's any place on the planet that is not ungoverned, but certainly when we think about governance as opposed to government, then perhaps control over ungoverned spaces becomes more clear. The idea, of course, is to make sure that we include control over all ungoverned or ungoverned spaces.
Yeah, well, they want to implement these computer systems in those ungoverned spaces so that they can monitor and surveil those people, measure their productivity. Are they producing anything? Do they deserve to live? If they don't produce, they don't live.
Yeah, there's a great section on that in Joan Vion's book, The United Nations Global Straitjacket, where she, and also in her other book, Prince Charles, The Sustainable Prince. I'll mention that on the other side of this break. So stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud.
Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-39.
And we've returned once again here on Become Vocal Local. We're just kind of chewing through the second hour here, heading into the near to the bottom of the hour. But nevertheless, getting some clicking in the background here, waiting for that to clear up. Now it's cleared up. Great. Anyway, so as we were going into the break, Vicki, I was mentioning Joan Vion's work, and in her writing, her two books, one of them is The United Nations, A Global Straitjacket, and the other is the Prince Charles, The Sustainable Prince. But in there, she talks about and addresses the concept that the global East is looking to govern and extend their governance over the women and the children and the indigenous peoples of all places, largely for the same reason that it was necessary to bring Rosie the Riveter and the candy stripe girls in during World War One and Two, to bring woman into the marketplace, to take her out of the house so that all of her productive energy becomes trackable, traceable, and taxable, controllable from that standpoint. We just can't have these women out there supporting a household unit, working independent outside of the system. Even if their husband is dragged down in chains under the system, they still provide a certain measure of freedom. And so part of this is a reaching into that family unit and breaking it up. And you can find that throughout all of Agenda 21. But again, this says, to the goal of collective security has thus shifted from counterbalancing aggressive powers, blah, blah, blah. Just set that aside. The goal of collective security, what is the security set up for? It's to secure the collective. And who is the collective? Well, the collective is the global governance system. The security is to make sure that they remain secure. No, not you, not I, folks, but they.
Yeah. Well, and you can't destroy the family if you have a strong family unit, in which the male is the head of the family and the woman takes care of the children and all of that. That's a strong family unit. And in these areas that are still tribal, they still have strong family units.
Exactly.
And so the empowerment, the whole strategy of neutering males and empowering women won't work in those cultures where they still have the strong family values.
Well, we're seeing that in Iraq. We'll see it more in Afghanistan. We'll see it all over the planet, wherever we try it. One of the great books that I have in my library, it's been a long time since I've read it. It's called The Spirit of World Politics. It was written by William Ernest Hocking, a professor at Harvard. He was in charge of or a professor of Near Eastern politics, but very interesting stuff. But he basically came down at the end of this lengthy book that he had written, almost bringing forth laissez-faire, laissez-faire, let these people alone. Who are we in our arrogant Western mindset to think that we have developed or have found, you know, the magic bullet, the cum laude of all systems of government? Maybe if we just stood back and let these people develop, they're going to bicker and moan and they'll fight amongst each other, but they may very well come about a better solution than something that we impose on them. Just stand back, let them have a little time, and I might add, why don't we quit stealing all of their natural resources? We have abundance of resources all around the world. Let's see what we can do about becoming self-reliant and let some of these people develop. They may very well need their resources in the future so that they can develop themselves as they come along. But hurrying them along, I think, William Ernest Hocking agrees in his writings that we're only hurting ourselves when we do this. We're just advancing our own ignorance and our own arrogance, and we can see how costly this has become.
Yeah, well, if they really wanted to help the women in Afghanistan, the women in the Middle East, all they have to do is just one thing. They just have to make it against the law to hurt women. You can't beat them up, you can't kill them. you know. And
well, there's a whole
beyond that, women will take care of everything else.
There's a whole bunch of stuff in the documents from the United Nations against violence on women, and there's a lot of sense to that. Some of the earlier, you know, the more what do they call them? Oriental despotism, the Islamic faith, and others. You know, they do make a very they do have a lot of leniency against that kind of violent abuse, and so I can concur. But again, who makes that law? Do they make that law? Do they come to the point in their own development where they make that law? What are they going to have to do to their religious system? What kind of changes are they going to need to make? But I don't think these are things that we can, it's just like legislating on abortion. These are things that they need to come to terms with and come to grips with. And at that point, they might be able to sit around the table with themselves, not with us, not with the West, coming in and telling them what they should or shouldn't do. You know, it might take them another 50 years. Look how long, you know, other things it's taken us to get to certain points. It might take them more time to get to there. But out of their own discovery, they might find a solution that would be better than one that we might impose upon them. But yeah, I can understand, you know, that kind of nonsense. I don't know whether it's just, well, I don't know where it comes from. I really don't. I really don't. I worry for people when they get all bound up in these various and sundry isms that they're led along by their priesthoods in ignorance for longer than they ought.
Yeah. Well, and that's the crux of the whole problem, is that trying to impose a developed society view on undeveloped cultures. And I really, that's the one thing about Christianity and the Christian missionaries that I think was criminal, and criminal on a every level, on a very human level, was to go into these undeveloped areas and impose their own worldview on the native peoples of the area. You know, the development of civilization is an evolutionary thing. But, you know, by the Christians going in there and trying to impose their view, they left those people with no, it's trying to take a leap in the evolution of society that I don't think you can make.
Yeah,
I don't think it's possible to make.
There are certain things that just take time to develop, and I agree with you. And yes, absolutely. You know, with the expansion of Catholicism into Western Europe, you know, it was either convert or die by the sword. If the leader wouldn't embrace the religion, they would just come in and just, you know, wipe them out. It's like, you know, this kind of stuff, the kind of language that we get out of Congress these days. If you don't adopt this legislation right now, the economy is going to collapse. If you don't adopt this right now, then we're going to have wars and rumors of wars. And so we've got a lot of real problems. But unfortunately, we get wrapped up in all this global control and world governance, and we fail to recognize, I think, the real issues, because we're trying to push this false reality, if you will, this five senses positive. I just go back to August Comte. When we get away from, when we turn our back entirely on the development of the spiritual nature of man, and we put everything in the five senses world, we have lost that transmitter receiver that we had built into us by nature. You know, if we came from a creator, if this is a created universe, and we have some kind of a spark from the original source of life in us, then there is this other thing, this thing that is non-dimensional. We've talked about, you know, people have faith in multiplication and division. Well, there's a point in multiplication and division when you start to walk away from the five-sense reality that we live in, and we start getting out into the eternal and the infinite. And these are things that just don't seem to be found in any of these writings. This next one is interesting too. The evolving norms of sovereignty and intervention. We'll find out about those norms on the other side. This is Greg, folks. The plot just thickens.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back once again, and our telephone call-in number is 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in toll-free from around America and around the world, if you're in the Austin, Texas area, you can also call in 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. Lots of interesting stuff coming out of this discussion today. Really difficult to get into the theological aspects of all of this, but we've tracked out 6,500 years of the rise of world civilizations, and we find all of these oriental despotisms and all manner and sundries of their derivatives, all of their children, that still remain with us today. But continuing back from this article, and Vicki, you might give the audience a heads up as to where on the website, on your website, they can find this. But this next section is the mounting influence of non-state actors.
Well, you can find this document. It's on the Council of Foreign Relations website, but I have a link to it on my website, which is www.channelingreality.com. And I believe it's the first link in the list where you can get this document. And I also have a link to the home page of the Council on Foreign Relations World Order Initiative homepage. So you can go to their website and read all about this stuff, because they really are coming out of the bushes or the closet, so to speak, on this global governance thing. Okay, and so what we're doing, we're going through this document that they have, which is their program to facilitate the development of the world governance system. And they're going, in this section that we're going through, they're going listing through the problems that they're trying to address in one way or another, or that have to be addressed. And the next one on the list is called the mounting influence of non-state actors. And this is an important one, so I'm going to read it. A corollary to state weakness is the rise of non-state groups and individuals that are capable of operating across multiple sovereign jurisdictions. These include illicit organizations motivated by political grievance, example is Al-Qaeda, or simple greed, an example is the Russian crime syndicates. But non-state actors also include more benign forces such as humanitarian NGOs, civil society actors, philanthropic institutions like the Gates Foundation, and super-empowered individuals like Bono, all clamoring for entree into the decision-making forums that have traditionally been the purview of states alone. How to integrate these new stakeholders into multilateral deliberations remains a major challenge for global governance. Well, yeah, that's a problem, all right. how do you bring all these people, and that's why there is chaos.
Well, this is so well developed. I mean, to tell you, it just, a corollary to state weakness is the rise of the non-state groups. This is the, again, it invokes this concept of pluralism. But to think that this is something that's new and that this is something that they need to work with, you know, it's this pathological lying that seems to be so prevalent in their writings, non-state actors, you know. But go ahead. Just pick
it up. Yeah. Well, okay, like you take the Gates Foundation, Bill Gates. When he first started, you know, giving contributions to education, people say, oh, isn't that wonderful? He's such a humanitarian. He really cares about this country. No, no, no. What he was doing was buying his way into the education industry so that he could sell software and systems. That's what Bill Gates' objective was.
Well, once they started putting computers in all of the schools, it facilitated this transition from reading, writing, and arithmetic to this program training that they have through this computer network that even the parents have no clue of. They don't know what the children are working on. The child could bring home a textbook, but it may have little or nothing to do whatsoever with what's going on the computer screen.
Right. Well, and someday I'd like to hear a psychologist or an expert in propaganda explain to people the kinds of subliminal messaging that can be done through the computer and how they can mess with children's heads, you know, using this technology, and they can do it on an individual level. So there's no way that you don't know what they're doing to your child using computer programs and computer systems. And it's very individual, you know.
Well, the humanitarian NGOs, if we can understand, folks, and wrap your mind around it, that out of the writing of Auguste Comte, again, 1850s French philosopher, if you will, he's the one that came up with the term altruism. He coined that term. He's the one that is responsible for coining the term and creating the new science of sociology. It's the idea of putting mankind in the petri dish and sliding them under the microscope and making man the focus of investigation. And so when we combine the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with the humanitarian NGOs and civil society actors, at super empowered individuals like, who super empowered individuals like Bono, for instance? You know, who super empowers these people? Well, it's their media, their creations of this public relations campaign. We talk about the propaganda, what, you know, getting a psychiatrist in here to try and figure out some of this stuff. You know, a lot of it, Vicki, to me, it's obvious on its face, but to think that this is a corollary to state weakness is the rise of the non-state groups. If you wanted to achieve these goals of global governance, you first have to weaken the states.
Well, and the absurdity of it. I mean, they give these illicit organizations like the Russian Crime Syndicate, and then they say, well, how do we integrate these new stakeholders, you know, as if the Russian Crime Syndicate is a stakeholder.
Why can't we say Goldman Sachs? What happened to Bernie Madoff in all of this, the Russian?
they kind of fall into the Russian Crime Syndicate group, don't they?
Yeah, does the Vatican come into this? I mean, where does the CIA fall into this? MI5, MI6? Yes, come on.
Well, and this guy Bono. I mean, who is this guy? He doesn't shave. He looks like a Bowery Street bum, you know. and what's his thing anyway? You know, with we are the world kind of thing. Who is this guy?
Well, you know? I'm on the real short end of this stick because I have no clue. I don't have television and I don't subscribe to those kind of magazines. I don't know who. I couldn't even begin to tell you who Bono is, but whoever he is, he's a super empowered individual. But you know, there's a lot of others out there. Willie Nelson's involved in all this stuff as well, you know. And there's lots of TV actors and movie actors that are these super empowered, you know. Some of them have gone off and visited with the Bilderberg. Some of them have gone over and had dates with the Rothschild Empire. So you know, there's lots of super empowered people. You know, even Barry the Usurper is one of these super empowered people. He surely hasn't the credentials, the background, or the influence to just come in and sweep the presidency. If he hadn't been super empowered from outside, you know, he would still be a community organizer in what, Chicagoland?
Yeah, well, and the rest of the world is reacting to him in that way. I watched a video yesterday, a video clip of his recent meeting with the Russian President Medvedev, but he was in one of those greeting lines, and the Russians all refused to shake his hand. And that upset me, you know, because basically they were dissing the guy who is supposed to be the president of the United States, and whether he is or not is a separate issue. Basically, they insulted the president of the United States, no matter who was in that position. And Timmy Geithner, he went over to China. They're laughing at him. I mean, the people that are representing the United States are... and I said this in one of the things that I wrote, we're rapidly replacing the Polish as the butt of all jokes.
Well, you know, this is something that's been intentionally created. I mean, you couldn't have picked a better stooge to, for instance, destroy the credibility, if there was ever such a thing, of the Republican Party than Jorge Bush, you know, the stumbling, bumbling, monitor reader that he seems to be. But this is a long time, this is a long time problem. In order to bring down a superpower, you've got to destroy the economy, that they've done for sure. But you also have to destroy their credit among nations, you know. And the best way to do that is to destroy their leadership. And that has all been accomplished, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
And we've returned once again here, going into the last section of today's broadcast, last segment. You know, I have a book in front of me here. It's called The Proofs of a Conspiracy by John Robison, A.M. 1798 was when it was published. It's out of the American Classics, $2 volume here. But in it, Vicki, it talks about the Illuminati. It's all about the Illuminati of the day, Adam Weishaupt's creation there. And in it, it says basically that they're never to be known by the same names twice, always hidden behind another. Let's see if I can find it. Here we go. The great strength of our order lies in its concealment. Let it never appear in any place under its own name, but always covered by another name, another occupation. And in this next section of this CFR document that we're sharing with the audience, it says the spread of regional and sub-regional organizations. Although the UN Charter of 1945 explicitly endorsed regional organizations, such bodies truly began to flower only with the end of the Cold War. And it continues. And then in the next segment, it says, the increasing prominence of transnational government networks. In past decades, the process of multilateral cooperation and rulemaking tended to be hierarchical and centralized, reflecting formal negotiations among high-level national delegations. In the 21st century, multilateral cooperation frequently unfolds in a distributed and networked manner through the collaboration of transnational networks of government officials from regulatory agencies, executives, legislatures, and courts. And what we're seeing in all of this is this continuation of the idea that the great strength of the globalist lies of their order lies in its concealment. Let it never appear in any place under its own name, but always covered by another name, another occupation. And so this idea of all of these various groups and organizations, we can think of, you know, the Bilderberg group, and everybody's heard about it to the point now where it's common parlance, you know, the Bohemian Grove and all of this, all of the various and sundry secret societies. But in this new age, this new info age that we're coming into, they're being those titles, if you will, not the members, but the titles are being set up, and people can look at them, and they can poke fun at them, and they can ridicule them. They can become the butt of jokes in political discourse. But really what's going on is they're shifting. They're going into this new phase. And so they're going to hide behind new names and new organizations as this particular CFR plan continues, this increasing prominence of transnational government networks as it builds. I think in this decade we're seeing it shifting into new names, new places, so that it becomes more difficult to track, less obvious, and more effective in its deployment.
Yeah, well, I liken it to being swarmed by mosquitoes. You can't fight a swarm of mosquitoes, and you can't fight this system that they have set up of gang warfare against the individual. I mean, you've got thousands and thousands of organizations out there lobbying for the particular changes that they want. Who is the governing authority? What are the lines of authority to implement all of this stuff and that bring the agenda into your local area? You know, and they're coming at us all at once.
Well, you use the right term in that, and that is the word change. And even the usurper, you made that part of his process. His campaign rhetoric was change. But if we can understand what change agent is and how a change agent works, and the documentation that has been developed through Tavistock Institute, the Smith Institute, it's been spread to all of the university extension councils across the entire planet, certainly all across America and all of our land-grant universities. We've been indoctrinated to accept this concept of experts say, or individuals familiar with the matter said, the man behind the curtain. This idea of change agent becomes really important, because the dialogue that I hear, whether we read it in this document or something from an environmental group or something from another group over here or something from a peace activist group over here or this group over here, the dialogue is the same. The change agent comes in and works with these various groups to advance the discourse that we then have is implementing these very agendas.
Yeah, well, our government structures, from the Congress all the way down, they are implementing the global agenda. And what they're calling reform is not reform of our system. It's transformation to this globalist system that does not represent the interests or the wants or the needs of the American people.
Well, you talk about the use of the computing networks in order to facilitate this. We've got with an international, interdependent, interoperable computing system, you could put up just about any different kind of a group that you want and feed them the same information. Recently here in Southwest Missouri, we've got a group that are out trying to get people to form food groups for food security, but underneath it all is this Totnes group out of England. The same change agent language is coming out as though it was some kind of a spontaneous thing. But this is international in scope, so the language of the change goes globally.
You're exactly right on that. You can identify them by the language that they use. There's a certain language subset that they use to describe all of these things. But one thing, though, is that ordinary people that are true concerned citizens do get caught up in these groups. And they might be likely to start up a group like Smart Growth without the foggiest notion of the entire agenda up above it.
Absolutely. That was how Michael Shaw got involved with Smart Growth originally. He heard of a council that was being set up out in California, Santa Cruz. Michael Shaw is the founder of Freedom 21, freedomadvocates.org. Folks, if you want to go and check out their website. But that's how he got into it. He found himself sitting at the table in one of these things, and he was going, what the hey? So we think about trying to make a difference right where we are, but if we're not informed on these various issues, if folks haven't had the opportunity to come and listen and study in our little internet homeschool classroom here in the morning, you know, you're just as likely to be swept away in the latest prop agenda as anything else, and the likelihood of it is even higher, and especially when you get involved with some of these groups that you don't understand. You don't bother to do your homework on them before you sign up. You know, you think, oh, these people are great. You've heard about them all your life. Well, I'll just join in on this. But you have no clue of which foundations helped them to get started, no clue of what their underlying philosophies are or the underlying philosophies of their leaders. You know, on this broadcast, we always talk about isms, and we know that wherever you've come across an ism, if you'll just root around and dig enough, folks, you'll find the founder, and once you find the founder and track them down, you can usually find their faith statement, and then read the faith statement, and if that lines up with you, well, then there you go, you found a niche in life. But if by doing that, you discover that this ism is no different from any of the other isms that I've seen lately, it's just wearing a different costume, then your head's up. Now, does that mean that you don't join the group? No, you can. Go ahead. Get inside of it. Get inside of it and start redirecting it. This is the way we were brought down. We were infiltrated. We were embedded from within. So what's good for the goose is sauce for the gander, folks. It works both ways. Vicki?
Yeah, it does. And there's one thing I wanted to mention since you brought up Michael Shaw. The Freedom 21 conference is going to be in August in Oklahoma City. And for anybody who really wants the short course of how the international agenda is being implemented in the United States, I don't think there's a better conference around than their conference.
Well, I went to the one last year in Dallas, and true enough, you can certainly learn a lot by going. Go as a spectator, go as an observer. Look at all of the various booths and all of the various documents that are out there, the books. You'll have an opportunity to actually hear some of the people that are out there. But always, folks, in this world that we live in today, Vicki, I think that discernment is one of the most often overlooked things. You always have to have your antennas up, because remember, this is how we were overthrown. We were embedded from within. And so no matter where you look, no matter what organization you look at, there always might be a change agent inside, and you have to be very, very, very careful. Hey, we're all out of time, Vicki. Thank you so much for visiting with me. We'll get back together again on Tuesday. Hopefully you have a great weekend. And, folks, I'll be back again tomorrow, and we'll pick this up again. I think tomorrow I'm going to talk about climate and climate change. Till then, thanks for listening today.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
In this two-disc DVD, Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War, Freeman takes you on a roller coaster ride of ancient technology and conspiracy, outlining the Obama administration's movement towards a military space program. Freeman will challenge your very sight as he postulates the theory that our first family may be clones of ancient pharaohs. Explore revelations of Lucifer, occult rituals hidden as political speech, and the acceleration of the weaponization of space for the coming world war. Who is this man we call the president? Will he cause a constitutional crisis? What's hidden within his name and his statements? Is Obama the Antichrist predicted by Nostradamus? Or are things much stranger than they appear? Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War. This video will leave you staggered as to how all these possibilities could come true in one moment of time. Be ahead of the curve. Freeman makes projections that could alter the course of history. Get Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War now at FreemanTV.com. That's FreemanTV.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90%. 20% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.